Burns and Gambo, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. Do you good if we don't update the poll question? Okay, good. I'm just checking with Eric Ruby here because I know this is his space. I don't want to step on it. But yesterday we had the news towards the end of the show that a good friend was leaving us in a certain sense to take...
Leaving the country.
A great opportunity. Yes, leaving
just
the country.
Leaving the country.
I hope his paperwork is in order. Joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line, the new assistant general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Is that the correct way to address you, Shane Doan?
I think I'm like special advisor to the GM or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
First of all, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, guys.
After you retired, didn't you do some kind of like course with the NHL to get yourself on the fast track to be a GM?
Yeah, well, no, I was a senior advisor of hockey ops for the NHL. So they created a position for me with the league and I got to go there and it was great. I worked for them for 3 years. I did all their major events and then did the time in the... So they have a situation room. You know when you watch on the... If you're watching a baseball game, as you guys love watching baseball, and I was on the other end of the calls when they would be calling on just to see on what happened, if there was a call that went right or wrong, or replays and different things like that. So I did that for 3 years before I came back to the Coyotes.
But was that
I loved.
Was that like a learning experience to kind of better yourself to be in a position where you could work in a front office?
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, there's an element to that. Like, I was at all the GM meetings. I helped organize and run I helped organize and do stuff at the GM meetings and did lots of stuff with that. Did the All-Star game, and just learned to manage and be around people and then to see the other side of the game, see the corporate side of the game. I helped out with the outdoor games, so you get to see the production and the way that it all flows. And so I got to do a lot of that stuff too. That was those 3 years, I learned so much. I got to learn a ton about the officials, and I did their camps and helped them with their camps. It was just kind of an overall hockey business, kind of take care of everything for 3 years. I answered to Colin Campbell, who would kind of be the general manager of the NHL. If you looked at Gary as kind of the president or the CEO of the NHL, mm-hmm. and Bill Daly as kind of the president of the NHL. On the business side, and then Colin Campbell's GM of the NHL on the hockey side. And I answered to him, and so I got to be under him for 3 years, and it was awesome. I enjoyed every minute of that.
You are like the walking embodiment of Coyote hockey, and so for you to be leaving is odd, unusual. We talked about it for a couple of minutes yesterday. How difficult of a decision was it, or was it that difficult of a decision, given that the role that you'll be playing in the front office of Toronto is kind of the one that you've wanted for a while now?
You know what? It was obviously a hard decision. I've been here 27 years doing this. Not here 27 years because I did. When I retired, I went and worked for the league in Toronto. And so I was in Toronto for 3 years doing that. And I enjoyed that as well. It was hard, though. I got some very good friends and some people that I really, really admire and that are my best friends working for the Coyotes. And so that was always hard. The opportunity to work for the Coyotes was special, and I didn't take that lightly, and I enjoyed it. But at the same time, the opportunity to work with Brad, who's someone I admired for a long time, and that him and I have been friends for 20 years. And then to work in Toronto, those jobs just, it doesn't come up. It's Toronto, it's like the New York Yankees, Toronto. No one likes to say it, but kind of like the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL. Mm-hmm. There's certain teams that kind of embody the entire league. And there's not very many of those. You look around the league, it's probably the Lakers and the Celtics. Those are the teams that kind of embody and Toronto is that for the NHL. And so to get that opportunity doesn't come along very often, and it was unique, and I was excited.
You should apologize to them for not signing with them in free agency 11 years ago.
I talked with them.
You did, of course you did. You did. Yeah, you could have had a little letter on your sweater if you would have went there. That would have been a good spot for you. I think that here's why I like the opportunity for you. And look, we know the Coyotes are in a really tough situation. The cap laundering just to, you know, get them to the cap floor. It's very, Bill Armstrong's got a really tough job to do when you don't have the means to go out. Now, you will go work for an organization that they have the money. They've got the flexibility. They've got the financial wherewithal to try to win a Stanley Cup, to make moves to get better. I think that there's a lot more that, you know, that you could do there than here, where you're always trying to sign players who aren't even playing just to use their salary to get to the floor. Would you agree?
Well, I think that there's life cycles in every organization, and the life cycle that you're in, and maybe not life, but the whole cycle that you're in is where you're at. And I mean, you look at some of the teams around the league, you look at a team like Colorado, they were 7 years ago, they were in a position a little bit similar to us, but now they're at the top of it. You look at Toronto, when they drafted Austin Matthews, they were in a position that was similar to us, and now they're in a situation that's pretty exciting. And that's what's exciting for me, no doubt about it. There's an element of that is fun and exciting, and you want a chance to win. I think everybody that plays the sport is the most competitive person you probably come across, and everybody wants to win. Now, you also have to recognize that it's impossible to win every year, all the time, forever, and you have to realize that there's going to be cycles up and down. And right now Toronto's in a cycle where you have a chance to win, and Arizona's in a cycle where they're trying to build to get to there.
How much, Shane Doan, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show, and not to dive too deep or ask too personal a question, but given that your son is a prospect in the Coyote system, did that factor into the toughness of this decision, or was that, is he good on his own and you're okay now to kind of leave the nest, as it were?
You know what? I really wasn't part of the decision to draft him.
Okay.
And I know people always, you know, and hey, I'm ecstatic that they drafted him. I'm not in any way upset about it, but I wasn't part of that. And now that he's signed a contract, and he's with the team and he's with the organization, I'm not saying that it's the reason by any means at all, but it's also something that I can understand him being on his own and kind of doing his own thing and him liking that a little bit, and me thinking that's not a bad idea. And yet it does work. Like, there's lots of teams that have had fathers and sons work together, and it's been great. But he's more than comfortable in his situation and excited for an opportunity to do his thing. And I can't wait. He knows he's got a long ways to go, but he had a good finish to the year and got an opportunity to play in the playoffs for down in Tucson and had some success, and looks forward to playing and trying to, you know, go to camp and make noise at camp and see what he can do. But that really wasn't either way weighing on my mind. He's a good hockey player, and I can't wait to watch him continue to get better.
All right, let's be honest, right? Not everything was peaches and cream with the Coyotes organization. There was a little bit of a falling out with you a couple different times, but was it more about just not being given more of an opportunity to be used as an asset in the organization?
Well, I think it's more the opportunity in Toronto is unique, and the opportunity to go there is something that doesn't come along very often, and it doesn't come along very often when you legitimately have a chance to win. I think they got a great team. I think the hardest thing to do in the NHL is to get talent and elite talent, and they have that. And when an opening like that comes up, you have to be willing to understand that it might not come up again, and so that's probably it as much as anything. And so everything with the Coyotes, I mean, they gave me a chance to come back here, and they gave me a chance to be part of the front office, and so I appreciate that.
Shane Doan, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. I gotta ask. I'm just.
I know. I've been waiting for it. Come on, Burns. Yeah.
How you have been such a proponent of hockey in the Valley. How worried are you about hockey in the Valley, given what's transpired the last few weeks?
You know what?
Was that what you were waiting for me to ask? By the way.
Yeah, I was.
The vote failed three weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? It's unfortunate that the vote failed because I truly believe that not for any reason other than it, not because I'm a hockey fan, not because I wanted the team to get the building in Tempe, any of that. It was an unbelievable offer. And the reason that all the political guys were so on board with it, including mayors on both sides of the aisle, everyone was on board, everyone was excited that actually looked at the deal. So I'm disappointed, beyond disappointed, that it didn't go through. That being said, I think that this city is way too good of a market and way too good of a situation for the NHL to leave. This is a city that you come to. This isn't a city you leave. And I know the organization and the league is in a tough situation trying to find a building. I think Javier will continue to search and find a building that will work. And I think that the team will be okay here. I really do. When hockey is done right here, it won't just be an okay. It will be a franchise, and it'll be a sport that you guys talk about like 25 to 30% of the time, because there's going to be so many people that get behind it. And if it's done right here, it's going to be done. It's better than anywhere else in the U.S. It's as good as anywhere in the U.S. And so I'm excited about that, and I'm not worried about that. But I understand the perception and what people see. But this had nothing to do with that. Me doing this has nothing to do with that. And it wasn't like, oh, no, Shane worried. No, I'm not. I wasn't worried about that. This was more an opportunity that came up with a friend in a spot that it doesn't come up very often.
Yeah. I know this isn't goodbye because it's not like you're leaving, but
no, yeah, exactly.
You know, but it's still, you've been so good to us. I mean, I know you and Gambo go back so far. And so again, this isn't goodbye. I get that.
Still waiting for my skates.
But man, congratulations. Yeah, right? Like, of course.
Come on,
is.
Man.
Of course he is. But man,
I know.
Congratulations. Thank you for picking up our call. We wanted to get you on to talk about this. We appreciate the frank conversation. We're really happy for you, man.
Ronick would have had him for me by now.
Oh, God.
Travis Screen.
You know what? For your own safety, JR and Walt called me and Dally, and they're like, hey, Donor, don't give him a pair of skates. He will hurt himself. He's too old now, and we got to take care of him as he gets to an age that we got to be careful
with.
Your hips, your knees, you got to worry about those things.
Were you not there the day I had the Gordie Howe hat trick against the ASU She Devils? When we played the ASU.
I was there. And you didn't just have a Gordie Howe. You had a Gordie Howe and a real hat trick. Yes. I was there. I remember.
I had five goals that game. I had a fight. I actually had
wait,
a fight.
Wait. Wait, five? I don't know if you ever got to five. Like, we'll accept three. But I'm not going to give you five.
I had a good game. And I had a fight. And I took her, too. I won. She was tough, but yeah. I got the better of her.
That's kind of stuff you'll be bragging about, but okay, yeah. Whatever.
Hey,
Go ahead, Donor.
Before I get off, how freaking good are the Diamondbacks this season? How fun is this for you guys?
We're having a blast. I mean,
this is why it's so fun to live here.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm hoping I get a Corbin Carroll jersey for Father's Day. I've dropped so many hints. I swear to God, I've dropped so many hints. Like, I hope I get a Corbin.
You just like the shimmy. You like the shimmy, don't you?
Yes, I do. You got it. Donor, congrats. Well, I know we'll talk again soon. Maybe we'll get a little closer to the season. Will. We'll talk, all right?
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Shane Doan joining us on the Arizona Sports Line. We went a little late, but it was worth it every bit to talk about Shane Doan and him leaving the Coyotes organization and going to Toronto.